Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin files. On the last Life in Berlin, we heard from Klaus von Keusler. In 1961, Mr. von Keusler was a law student living in West Berlin. When the wall went up that August, several of his friends were trapped in East Berlin.
I lived in the student hostel, so our student fellows from East Berlin were mainly our friends. I would say there were a couple of them with whom we communicated quite often and so on. And of course, we started the discussion whether to help these people to come over or not.
After much consideration, they decided to help. The plan was to dig an underground tunnel from a bakery in West Berlin to a house in East Berlin and sneak people out. But tunnel digging was expensive.
Money was always a big issue. We need food for the helpers. We need transportation to go to East Berlin. They, of course, had to telephone. They had to use taxi. Then we needed, within the tunnel, electricity.
Because tunnel digging was so dangerous, von Keusler and his friends used code names to communicate with each other.
There was a certain, let's say, a tunnel digger community, and so we knew each other, but of course not by our complete names. We had code names. For instance, my code name was Pigeon, and a friend of mine is Blackie, and there was Fox, and all these kinds of things.
We'll have more from Klaus von Keusler and the creation of Tunnel 57 on the next Life in Berlin. For NPR Berlin, I'm Sarah Richards.